Welcome to Argue Brothers, the podcast that gives you multiple perspectives on today's hottest topics. Whether you're young or old, you'll want to hear what the Argue Brothers have to say because you might learn a few things. So open up your mind to the fresh perspective that's coming your way right now.
Welcome to Argue Bros, the podcast that allows myself and two fellow co-hosts the opportunity to debate, argue, and tell each other who's wrong on varying topics across the episodes. There's barely any rules. Here we are. Welcome. Today, we are joined by the consistent crew of Fred in Progress and Just Freeman.
We doing it. We doing it.
Yeah.
Today's episode is going to be, a couple of our favorite characters from some animes. So let's get right to it. This is going to be episode 2 of Argue Bros. We got Zoro versus Sasuke. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you think of, you know, a cool swag, what kind of character comes to mind? These are the two that most people like. And we have Just Freeman. Just Freeman, who you got on appearance, on cool?
Appearance, cool. Well, it depends on what your definition of cool is. If you're a weirdo, you probably would choose Sasuke, you know, because you into that freaky shit. But if you a regular normal nigga like me, you would choose Zoro, you know, just wear regular
bandanas. What kind of freaky shit are you talking about? What? Hold on, what you mean freaky shit, bro? Bro, Sasuke's capris in his younger days was fire, fam. That was straight white. He managed to keep it clean while beating everybody.
Damn.
Listen, bro. Kid Naruto series could only save Shippuden for so long.
Which time afterward, when he grew up, he got the ropes. He was like, I can tie knots and swords, fam. What you mean?
Yeah, he got the ropes. What he wearing on top of the rope? A fucking blouse, my man.
Not a blouse. That is an open-chested shirt because he know he got swag. All right,
what about post time skip? Zoro and Sasuke. Who looks appearance wise, design wise? Zoro got the sash, he got the scar. Sasuke, he got, you know, that super cool looking sword. You know, who wins out in post time skip?
Nah, respectfully, I'm gonna say Zoro, just because he was a weak little bitch in the world.
I know this is Argue Bros, and we're about to argue over the subject, but I'm gonna have to agree with Zoro on this one. For a couple reasons. One, Zoro, like, beginning, he was just like wearing a t-shirt with a little green band thing around his waist and some pants, man. Mm-hmm. Like, his upgrade after, he was savage. He had an eye patch. He's got his eyes cut. He has the super sick, like, I don't know what the fuck to call it, but like kimono jacket, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Mm-hmm. With the sash and his three sword, I mean, he looks savage, and he looks so much more gritty in like real life than Sasuke's upgrade from Sasuke's upgrade. I liked him better before, honestly. I liked him better before. He's feeling more youthful. His outfit now is clunky. It's after time skip outfit. It's kind of clunky to me.
That shit is mad hippie.
Now, in regards to who had the absolute coolest moment, at least before you argue against each other, what was Zoro's coolest moment and what was Sasuke's coolest moment? Just Freeman? Zoro's coolest moment
was when he was defeated by the seventh warlord, Bartholomew Kuma. He said, if you want a head that will wreak havoc in the world, you could take mine. Now, my captain's. Ooh. He's going to be the pirate king.
Yo, that shit said shivers. That shit was lit.
And then for Sasuke, I think for me, his coolest moment was when he was like a kid. He just started getting his Sharingan. And Orochimaru's people came after him, but he started fighting Kakashi instead, thinking of somebody else. I like that just because, you know, he's a little nigga fighting the teachers and shit already.
Nice, man.
That spoke volume on his character.
Nice. And what about you, Fred in Progress?
Can I say I have been the same arc, two favorite parts of Zoro.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Zoro, my number one, though, is when he cut Mr. Steel and killed him. That when he was struggling to overcome his barriers, and he was finally like, if I can't even cut steel, he's like, how can I become the number one swordsman? And then he cut. That was so sick. That was such a sick part. It was an old animation style and everything back way back in the beginning. That was one of my favorite parts for like Zoro, like his growth scene.
Thing you can't cut is diamonds, huh?
Yeah. And then the second part is when he was testing that blade and he put his arm out and just threw it up the curved blade.
Oh yeah,
that was sick. That was sick.
Yeah. That was manly.
Oh, facts.
And for Sasuke,
I forgot about that fact.
And for Sasuke, well, I'll think about that one. Sasuke, I think my favorite one was this killer bee fight. When he went in after him, Killer Bee had all like 12 swords, and he was like fighting in ninjutsu with him, and then had to whip out the Amaterasu with the blade, black flames, and then had to turn it off to him, start bleeding. It was sick. Yeah, that was a good fight. That was a good fight.
Man, those are really good choices, you know.
Sasuke never got hit by a nigga.
Yeah, that's not funny.
The trickery you had to overcome from Killer Bee was just savage.
Now, when you had to pit those two against each other, you know, because I really like the fact that, you know, when Zoro took that upon himself and he took, you know, all of Luffy's pain, and then when you take all the moments, you know, I don't even think does Sasuke have a true defining like, yo, this is top tier, you know, because
I don't think it's a fair comparison, because the storytelling of One Piece is just on a different level than the storytelling of Naruto.
Because for me,
and I don't think it's not negative, it's just different.
Like for me, one of Sasuke's top tier moments was in the beginning, like the first episode with what he met Naruto, and it was just like, yo, we've been waiting for this guy for such a long time, and he's just like on another level.
It is very deep, but it is very deep, like Sasuke's storyline, like him going through slowly becoming the villain. His actions are villainous, even though he's supposed to be good. You know what I mean? Like going through that,
you know,
good switch, and then trying to fight Naruto because he thinks the world's in a different way.
Yeah,
and such. That's kind of deep, like, but it's just not the same. Like the backstory, the buildup of every character in One Piece is just on a different level.
Yeah,
so Zoro wins automatically. Like honestly, they're each their own masterpiece, but it's just different ways of how it's crafted.
Now,
say everybody watch One Piece. No.
Of course, One Piece is king.
The time in is worth the time out.
Now, who had better waifus in both respective fields? Because Zoro doesn't necessarily have a current waifu, but he's been known to attract a lot of women, just like Sasuke. So, you know, who's the better?
I don't know though. Sasuke had a bitch literally next to him just so he'll
take
the power off her neck.
Yeah, I'm about to say that wanted him to bite her on a regular. Only him. Like what?
Zoro's a pirate though. Zoro's a pirate, so it's kind of typical for him to be fucking bitches left and right. You feel me? Because he's bouncing.
And plus he's a swordsman pirate, bro. He just lollygagging around, man.
Not even a regular swordsman. One of the greatest.
All right, now who is a better key element in regards to their story?
Truthfully, I'm gonna say Sasuke, just because in the whole Naruto series, Naruto was pretty irrelevant. The storyline was based on getting Sasuke back.
That's literal Naruto.
Yeah, like that's a foundation like of what Naruto theme is. So I'm gonna say Sasuke, even though Zoro and Luffy was fate. It wasn't as much fate as fucking Sasuke and Naruto fighting. Like, come on, man. This nigga Minato assigned Itachi to the Anbu when he was, 8 years old, 11 years old?
Yeah, he was a beast. He was a nasty man.
And think about it. In many ways, Itachi was just like Minato.
Yeah, young prodigies. They were too young. But who had the absolute best fight?
Oh, I want to answer that question.
Oh, you want to answer?
Yeah, I have a different opinion that's similar.
All right, what's up? What you thinking?
See, my opinion wasn't even valued. Okay, what I was thinking was, I also agree in the fact that I think Sasuke is the more important, valuable character of the story. But I think that in reality with Zoro and with Sasuke is that Zoro is very important to the story and the element of like being a part of the Straw Hats and such. Mm-hmm. But One Piece has built out this world so much, so big, and so many big characters and important names and such that overall the story, even Luffy is the number one person in that story, and there's still so much others around him that prop him up or and as equally as important that we follow throughout the storyline. So no one character can matchup to Naruto or Sasuke and like as importance to the story, like not like if you're in the story, but like if you're looking at it from like reading arc by arc, there's no character that can really match up to Naruto and Sasuke because their story is crafted to be mainly about them. Like literally their conflict is crafted around that, but then the Naruto's stronger, so they can't compare. That's why Sasuke wins hands down.
That's nice. Now
literally I was about to say their story is based on reincarnation.
Naruto and Sasuke.
I show shit about that.
What was that?
Nah, bro, it's on you now.
Yeah, so I was saying, which one had the best fight between Sasuke and Zoro? And what would you consider their best fight to be?
That's a tough one. You answer first.
Alright, I'm gonna go first. I definitely want to throw Zoro's fight versus the giraffe guy in the
Kaku.
Yes. Yes, that was such a great fight because Zoro was whipping all his demon forms and everything else. So
first
sick.
Time using Ashura.
Yep, that was a great fight. That was one of my favorite fights for Zoro. And then for Sasuke, reason being, I know a lot of people are gonna choose like the Naruto versus Sasuke fight in general.
And then you?
I'm still on the Killer Bee Sasuke fight. the one scene that is my favorite part of that fight is when he's watching Killer Bee shuffle all the swords around with his eyes. That is so sick to me. It's like and figuring out how to disarm him is so sick to me.
Yeah, he was meticulous with it. He's a swordsman too. He was wondering like, yo, how can this dude use eight? You know what I'm saying? But what you think, just Freeman? Which were their best fights?
Yeah, hold on. Somebody's calling me. Hold on.
All right. Now what I think Sasuke's best fight, honestly, yo. Man, it's tough, but you know, like when you look at all the fights that he had to go through, you know, my absolute favorite one is the one against his own brother. Like for me, hands down, that was such a cornerstone of the story because it revealed a lot of what made him become the person that he is now. Because without his brother telling him what he did was actually all just to protect him. Because if Itachi didn't sacrifice himself, then Sasuke would have never had the opportunity to be who he is and reincarnate the Uchiha clan. But because Itachi was willing to remove the emotion of eliminating his clan, he was able to, you know, trade in the fact that he'll do that in order to let his brother live without sin. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, that was like such a cornerstone fight, especially the fact that then at the end, Itachi then just goes over to him and just like pretty much tells him, you know, I love you, bro. And then taps him one last time and just inserts that Itachi. Sasuke versus Itachi is my favorite Sasuke fight because, you know, Itachi then inserts the Amaterasu one last time right into Sasuke, you know, just giving Sasuke that much needed reassurance that, you know, your bro did all of this was just for you. Now, in regards to Zoro's best fight, for me, you know, Zoro's best fight so far, yo, like, listen, guys, listen, if you're not caught up with One Piece...
I'm dead.
You know what I'm saying? Zoro's best fight. Woo! All right. Let me scale back because I feel like a lot of people aren't caught up with One Piece, so I can't really comment too much because I always like the most recent stuff in the fights. You know what I'm saying? Because I know Fred doesn't be catching up in the manga and stuff, so I can't really say too much about
it. Yeah, I'm with y'all anime watchers. Gang gang.
So for anime watchers, y'all know right now if y'all at the anime only, my favorite is when he fights that killer guy when he takes the sickle from his shoulder and he puts it in his mouth and he's like, finally my third blade. Bruh! The aura that this man generated and that he was capable of, like, you know, exerting 100% sheer force and dominance that even Killer understood, damn, this guy's not to be wrecked with when he got three blades. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, just ruthless.
I see.
Now, in your guys' opinion,
when he was like, yo, I can't take it out. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. I have an answer.
Go ahead.
My favorite Zoro moment, believe it or not, is when he fights the 100 people at
Whiskey Peak?
Works? I don't know.
Yeah, the Whiskey Peak.
The Alabasta arc when he
fought. Yeah, Whiskey Peak. Yo, that was lit. And him and Luffy fight for real. Oda actually confirmed that he was trying to kill Zoro. Oda confirmed that was the first and only time Luffy actually tried to kill someone was because he genuinely believed Zoro was trying to kill people that actually gave Luffy meat. And you already know how Luffy is about meat. No homo.
And that was my favorite thing because Zoro was literally about to cut that nigga up.
Yeah.
Until Nami stepped in.
Yeah, that's when a lot of people was like, damn, yo, who would have won that fight, yo?
But also my favorite Sasuke moment is I'm gonna say when he's fighting what's his nigga's name? Not when he's fighting, but when he meets all the Hokages, and
that's my second favorite. Bro, Sasuke's like, hold up, balls.
Why is he so strong with just one finger?
Yo, when Sasuke infiltrated the Kage Peak, yo, that shit was lit, bro. And he just like flew in there, and everybody's like talking about how to take him out, and he's like,
oh my god, yeah, and the gravity dude got his butt cheeks whooped, bro. Yeah. He got his butt cheeks.
Sasuke was like, y'all talking about me? What's up? Like,
I'm gonna show up to the hood. What's up?
Yeah,
laying on the table and everything.
Yeah, he's like, I want all that smoke, nigga. And he cut everybody's shit too. That was so symbolic when he went in there and he just cut everyone. He was like, I'm here for all y'all
and
heads.
Left honorably.
Yeah, he's like, I came in, I pissed all over y'all, I'm out. You know, now who do you guys think has a better plot twist to the story? When Sasuke, for me personally, decided to take the curse mark and accept the Orochimaru, I felt like that was like, I didn't see that coming. And same when Zoro bowed down to Mihawk and asked him to train him. Like, for me, I did not see these two things happening at all.
Zoro doesn't have many plot twists.
That for me was a blood twist.
The thing that I didn't see.
He doesn't have many plot twists.
No. He stays true.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like we have yet to see his character unravel.
We don't see anything really change from what he's shown himself to be.
Of a proud man.
Well, my favorite
Sasuke has had arcs where he's just like, he's an Akatsuki, but he doesn't want to kill some of them, but he's evil, but he's not. Find out next time on Shippuden. That's the war. He's fighting Naruto. But then he wants his own world, but it's good, but bad, but good. Like they're literally so opposite in that. Like one is just like a double triple agent after his brother was killed his entire family kind of crap. They don't know what he is. And the other one just like, yo, the only thing I'll ever do is put down my honor for my friends and bow down to the one I want to defeat. Two different beasts.
What do you think about that?
I agree. Right in progress very much.
Now the one favorite question I gotta ask this, guys. I know how y'all might be feeling, but you know, if we had to pit these guys 1v1, who's gonna win and why?
All right. Hear me out. You guys hear me out?
Yeah, you got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. I'm timing you. You got 2 minutes.
And that is my nigga Zoro. Why? Right. Because he hasn't even opened his second eye yet. That nigga fighting drowsy. You feel me?
That nigga fighting drowsy. Like, yo, you wild.
Oh my god.
Bro, if he try to like the only bro, think about it, swordsmanship, Zoro's wiping that ass. Bro, if you talk about weird ass power, Zoro don't got no double food. All he can use is hockey. So he's still gonna whoop that ass. You know what I'm saying?
And he's trained as I'm trying to think of what ways can Sasuke beat him besides like if he can like Zoro use hockey to cut through the black flame. If so, then I don't really think there's much about
it. Yeah, because you know it's like what can Zoro do against Susanoo?
Devil foods.
Yeah,
and the Ronin gun and the Sharingan. Yeah.
Sasuke has a lot. And all Zoro can really do is cut
through. When you think about it, the running gun is just like Law's fruit.
But the other part of that is Zoro is used to fighting devil fruit users, so they have all kinds of abilities.
So true.
He's technically like a hunter of these kind of ninja.
Yeah, he has
different abilities and stuff.
Damn.
Oh my god. Like, oh god, that is kind of tough though. That is kind of tough. I want to side with Sasuke. It's just kind of hard to envision him Zoro losing. that fight.
For me, it's hard to envision.
And Sasuke I bet a hell of Sasuke people are mad right now.
Yeah, because I look.
They're like, bro, like, you don't even understand the power levels of Sasuke. Okay. Like, I'm sorry. Please enlighten me later on that. I'll recant my previous statement.
Because it's like these guys are like they pretty much fight Kaguya, their gods and whatnot. And but then like Zoro is like doesn't believe in God. He's an anti-god. So it's like
and plus wouldn't that wonder if I'll draw Asura on him. We see more Asura in him fighting Sasuke. Mm-hmm. We know it brings out of him when he's in a really hard fight. And he hasn't been in a hard fight since the time skip rule.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't pushed to his limits of life or death yet. It's not since for a while.
Right.
It's just something we will never find out.
Us manga readers with no comment. Unfortunately. You know, but
how far ahead of the manga? Enlighten me. Before we close out here,
right now he just opened that up. You know what I'm saying?
Just opened it up. Oh shoot! Yeah, how many chapters is the manga?
Listen, all I'm gonna say is he used Ashura again.
Yeah,
like on his own, like in of his own fruition.
Yeah, he brought that out.
He knows how to do it now. Okay.
Yeah, he said this is my strongest ability, man.
All right,
and the name was wicked dope too.
And he wiped this nigga.
Just last minute, can we just have throw in a little random question time? One minute. Yo, who's disappointed with Sanji's like upgrade with it being that kind of wacky suit? Like, also, Sanji can get more savage. But say he turns into like a utility.
Oda clowning on this guy.
He turned into utility man.
Yeah, like, he clowning on Sanji. You know what I'm saying?
That's a stronger ability than turning invisible and some other stuff.
Yeah, we could run the timeout though too, just as a FYI. Because we don't need to have a close.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but I mean, yeah,
like Sanji, that's disappointing.
Sanji is now just Oda's think tank of ideas, and because the raid suit that was his upgrade versus Enma and the untouchable punch. Like, wow, this is the big three. No, I think that's gonna go to
Jinbei.
Yeah, easily. It's like,
yeah, like Sanji, boy. Sanji falling support role. Yeah, the cook never gonna be third. Now he's gonna fall in the support role.
Yeah, he's gonna be fourth, so he's out of contention for the top three. Just as a heads up, everybody who was listening, if you liked what you heard, please like, comment, subscribe, let us know who won, who you like better, and if you guys could tell who we actually were vying for. Other than that, thank you for listening. This is Nico Pingin. Y'all want to close?
This was Fred. That's all I had to say.
This is Jess Freeman. Bye. Have a very good time.
You've been listening to Argue Brothers. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Keep listening and we'll catch up with you next week.